Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Rockies baseball, our Root Sports Rockies update with Mark Stout of Root Sports Rocky Mountain. Headed to the nation's capital, Mark. Good to have you on the program as always. And how are things going today?
Yeah, Keith, always good to be with you. Heading to D.C. for the National Series after a tough loss last night. Hopefully the team can get a win in Milwaukee today, and then have something to buoy him, because I'll tell you, Tuesday night's loss, losing another one late in the game was just tough to stomach, you know?
And you take away, and it was so good to see John Gray get back on the type of path that we've been used to seeing him on after his previous three starts. I know the second inning was a little rough for him, but 10 strikeouts in a little over six innings of work and only allowing two runs, finally a quality start. I saw a stat you guys put up on starts on the road this month in August, and the first, I would assume, quality start for a Rockies pitcher, and the bullpen can't hang on. Same old story from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Gray was definitely a silver lining. I looked at his numbers. He was 8-4 with a 3.77 ERA at the beginning of the month. And then, as you said, his last three starts, he ends up losing two of the three. He's 8-6 with a 4.69. He wanted to make a statement. He did. He came back. He threw solid innings, struck out 10, five in a row, sets the rookie record for strikeouts in a season for the Rockies, too, with his effort last night. But, you know, it's hard to even think about that because of the blow-up in the seventh inning from the bullpen. But that's a good sign. Team had a bunch of quality starts in July, but not so much here in August as we're pushing to the end of the month.
This game is such a weird one to me because the Rockies, the previous two series, and they take two of three from the two best teams in baseball. They take a season series from the Chicago Cubs, and then, it hit the road, and they can't beat Milwaukee now. And, it's such a weird game how things transpire, I guess.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's been really frustrating of late, too, because they undo everything that they do well. Like you said, you compete with the top two teams in the National League, and then you potentially are going to be swept here in Milwaukee if you don't win the game today. You got swept in Philly. You had those crazy games with Texas prior to that. Mm-hmm. I keep going back 3 weeks when the team was 54-53, a game over 500. I think you're about four or so out in the wild card, beating the Dodgers at home. And then, here we are 3 weeks later, and you're 60-66, and you're losing twice as many games as you win. It's hard to put a finger on it, hard to explain, and it's frustrating. You can hear it in my voice.
But do you get a sense that this is kind of what to expect from a team that just not quite there yet? I mean, to be in the position that they were in 3 weeks ago is a far cry from where they were last year. I mean, they're hovering around that 500 mark as the season winds down. It just seems like they're not quite there. They need something to push them over the top, and I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I guess it's definitely a teasing situation because Like you said, they beat the good teams, and you're thinking, why can't you beat the bad teams? And the team's record should be opposite what it is now, if not even more. And, there's 36 games left. Do you have a potential of getting, near 500? I guess you do, but, I'm sure at the beginning of the year, everybody say, hey, if the Rockies go 500, I'm happy with it. But I'm not happy with it now because it seems like, they should be well on that road the way things went in July. But yeah, I don't know. It's really frustrating.
And I can sense it in your voice. But let's say they do finish with 80 wins or 81 and are right there at 500 after the season. After a few weeks, you take a look back. Is it a successful season? I know I'm asking you to look into your crystal ball and play hypotheticals here. But as you said before the season, people might take that. Is it a successful season based on what you saw this year?
Yeah, it will be, and you'll have a few pitchers that'll have 10 wins. You potentially could have a batting champion in DJ LeMahieu. Mm-hmm. Carlos Gonzalez seems to be back in his form. You got Nolan. You have all those things that are good things, but you got to get to the postseason for it to really feel better than it is to me.
go back to Saturday. Hoffman makes his first start, his major league debut, and what does he get? The Chicago Cubs, and it was a tough one for him. But what do you like about this guy, and do you think we'll see better things from him down the road in regards to Hoffman?
A, I like everything about him, and yeah. B, for sure, really cool guy. Got the chance to just, you know, meet him over the weekend. Hung with his family, actually, in the stands. That was kind of neat to do on Root Sports. But talking to him in the post game, you could tell that he's focused. And it's the first time in a while where I've heard a pitcher say, I'm already looking forward to, and he said, Washington, my next start. So I kind of liked that focus where he's thinking, yeah, my next start's against the Nationals in Washington, and that's what I'm already focused on. Gave up a big home run to Chris Bryant. You know, there were a couple of errors in the field that maybe shook him up a little bit, but I liked his stuff. I thought he had good stuff, and, you know, another young arm that the Rockies are relying on, so we'll see what happens. He's scheduled to throw Friday.
There seems to be a pretty good-sized hole offensively and defense over at first base, and I know the injuries have played a part in that. Is there somebody that could come up to help out? What do you see them doing down the stretch here? Is it just basically what they have to work with down the stretch with the infield, especially at first base?
Yeah, I can't even tell you who's playing first base at Triple A. I know they have Carell Prime, who was really good at Asheville. It was either last year or the year before, and I know that he's in the system. Mm-hmm. Mark Reynolds actually spoiled us. I didn't know Mark Reynolds was going to be as good as he was at first base defensively, and, you know, he had some key hits, kind of changed the way he approached things at the plate, opposite field, does have the power, but his defense was, and you know, it stands out now because you're mixing and matching with a bunch of people. And Ben Paulson just doesn't look right at the plate. Mm-hmm. I like Ben. I think Ben's a good player, and I thought he might be your answer at first base, but he's just in a funk at the plate, and it just, I don't know, something doesn't seem right with Ben Paulson, but... Yeah, I don't know what the answer is at first base. We've been spoiled over the years.
Yeah, I'd say so. Right. Yeah, people are dreaming. Could Todd Helton come back and play just another?
Well, Todd,
right?
And then, you know, I mean, Justin Morneau.
And Morneau
too.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing for the White Sox now. I saw he hit a homer. I think he hit a home run last night. He's got five. But you know, he's had injury problems. But yeah, we've been spoiled there at that position.
If the Rockies take 2-3 from Washington, I know you know this game with Milwaukee will already be done. Hopefully they get that win and get salvage one from the series. If they go to Washington and take 2-3, you just throw your hands up? I'm done. I don't know what to do here with this team.
No, I kind of feel that way now. But if they do that, I guess I'm back on board. I'm back in, and then you know, see what happens with the Dodgers. You know, then you get into September, and September is primarily the NL West. Mm-hmm. The Brewers will be in town at the end of the year, and you've got a series with the St. Louis Cardinals, but everything else is NL West, and the team has competed well within the division, but no, if they do well in Washington, I'm back in, Pete. You know, I've been up here, then I'm down here today, but I'll be back up.
With regards to the West, how about the job the Dodgers? I heard something that they've put 27 players on the disabled list this year, the Dodgers have, and they are still, I mean, they pounded Bumgarner last night. The Giants don't seem right, but the Dodgers, I know they're a rival, but you got to be pretty impressed with what they've done the second half of the season.
Yeah, that's what, you know, when I think about the Rockies and I go, well, you know, you're missing Story and you're missing Reynolds. And Blackman was out for a while, and now DJ's on the shelf. And then you think about the Dodgers. They've been mixing and matching with their pitching staff with so many injuries, and they still have found a way to get it done. And I think they're 10 games over 500 now and two up on the Giants, which, you know, I give them credit. I don't know whether that's Dave Roberts or what it is, but, yeah, they've managed to right the ship and, you know, they're the team that's the top of the division. It's a good story.
What is DJ's status, Mark?
You know what? I heard from Jenny last night. She said after the game that he thought that he could play today. So, they always err on the side of caution. I'm going to guess he doesn't play. And then, you know, you get a day off in D.C. and then see what happens on the weekend. So,
okay.
I don't know. He had a check swing at AB that he struck out on. And I think that check swing put a little stress on that left wrist, and as Walt Weiss said in the pregame last night, if DJ LeMahieu is complaining about something, then it must really be an issue, because, you know, he's a guy that just doesn't say much at all. He just goes out and performs well.
I know, real quickly, before we let you go, I know you had a comment on Twitter with Josh Adams and that awful accident that he was in. The Wyoming community and even the folks down in Colorado helping out with Josh on the medical side. In less than a week, over $50,000. They had the $30,000 goal in like 4 or 5 hours. Just tells you a lot about what this guy means to both communities in Wyoming and in Colorado. A lot of support for him, right?
Yeah, I had so much fun watching Josh Adams play, you know, the Root Sports games that we would do with the Cowboys, especially up in at the campus, where it was the best games that I've done. And I think people see that from, you know, Josh, the passion that he plays with, and I think they wanted to help him out. It shows. I really hope he has a speedy recovery and can play some more, because, you know, watching him in the summer league with the Nuggets, sometimes you're thinking, is this guy going to have a shot in the NBA, you know?
Definitely so. Mark, always good to catch up. Safe travels to D.C. Hopefully you can get on that plane soon, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Keith. Talk to you.